This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I propose to you that you spend some time figuring out what's going on in the world for conversation purposes, for your own purposes. We are here to administer the truth, justice, and the American way. How's that for a mouthful of marbles? The DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen, and Jennifer is going to be in Hawaii until who knows when. And
frankly, she may never come home.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't blame her.
Sure. Never return, never return. That's the old the song by the Kingston Trio, which the two of you don't even know. They don't even know who the Kingston Trio is. There was a song about the MBTA. They called it the MTA back in the old days in Boston. And the Kingston Trio had the story in song of a guy who got on. A homeless guy. It was a real story. Homeless guy got onto the train and never got off. He just stayed. He lived on the train. And the storyline is, will he ever return? No, he'll never return. His fate is still unlearned. The man from Boston who rides forever on the on the MTA. It was really kind of a fun song. All right. Enough digressing. Let us get to, I propose to you that you listen up as we talk about the first woman to do a spacewalk. This looks pretty cool. That's going on later this week. So NASA has announced the names of both. I guess there are two that are going to go
two
out
women,
in space.
Two women, yep.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What's the story behind it?
Yep. Christina Koch and Jessica Meir are scheduled to make the first all-female spacewalk. And that's going to happen. They haven't announced exactly when. They said it's either going to be today or tomorrow. And that's coming from the NASA administrator. The astronauts will replace a faulty battery charge discharge unit on the International Space Station. That's the purpose of the spacewalk. And NASA had actually originally scheduled this all-female spacewalk for back in March, but there was a change of plans. There weren't enough prepared spacesuits that would fit both Christina Koch and Anne McClain. So Nick Hague, astronaut Nick Hague, ended up taking McClain's place. And so the decision was not met favorably on social media. But to put it into perspective,
why?
There have been, well, because a woman was replaced by a man, it was supposed to be her thing, but they didn't have a spacesuit that fit her because it was too big for her. So that was where it all
came from. Who planned that?
I know. Well, exactly. I think that's where some of the ire
came from. Men planned it. Men planned it.
Yeah. So there have been...
One suit fits all.
Exactly.
One size. Yeah, yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So it's actually kind of cool. There have been 200 spacewalks for the International Space Station, but only 14 women have ever been on a spacewalk, and they've always been accompanied by men. So if everything goes according to plan, Jessica Meir will be the 15th woman to perform a spacewalk. Christina Koch has already done one spacewalk. And so this will be her second. So it's kind of cool. We'll have two ladies rocking the International Space Station and changing batteries.
Rocking in
space. Doesn't
sound
that exciting, but hey.
Feels pretty good. Maybe a little saucy time for them to tell a few stories while they're out in space. That'd be cool.
It'll be cool to see some video of this. I'm sure this will all be filmed.
All right. I want to... this is dicey stuff for me and for everybody, but I really want to... spend a moment or two traveling down this street, because I think it's too easy for the news media to take shots at Trump and other people as well and not really go in depth into what the real problem is. And I think maybe it's demonstrated by what happened yesterday or the day before or whenever it was that Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of people were in the White House, in the Oval Office, and they were trying to negotiate something in Syria, or let's talk about it. And Trump went off. I mean, he's a very angry guy anyway. Why is he angry? I don't know why he's angry.
He's always been that way.
Well,
he's had the same attitude forever.
Victoria, there's something more here, and it's too easy politically to dismiss all of it as we just don't like him because he's a no-good bum. I think it's becoming evident to me anyway that there's something seriously wrong with his mental health. And I don't think that it is proper from my perspective. Or you can think whatever you want. But for me, I'm troubled by the way the people who don't like him attack him. Pelosi said there's something very seriously wrong with him. We have to pray for his health. And she's making a reference to his mental health. And I think it really deserves much more attention than it's getting. This is not about politics, not about Democrat versus Republican, although a lot of people see it that way because they don't have maybe the depth or the understanding of mental health issues. I happen to, for whatever the reason, have a lot of insight into mental health issues. And from the very beginning, I have in a very reserved way said that I thought that there was more to him than what meets the eye. And so, this could be dangerous in a number of dangerous on the radio for people who love Trump to hear it and then they go bananas. I don't want to listen to you anymore. You know, okay, that's not where we're going with this. You can go where you want to go. But when you see people falling off the wagon, like Lindsey Graham, who's been a big supporter of Trump, and now they seem
to
be...
Oh, now they hate each other now.
Well, I don't know if they hate each other,
no,
but they,
I'm angry. Saying it, yeah, yeah, you right. wouldn't... There is no love between them anymore. If no. you're going by
well,
what they're...
The
and I'm saying
it'll
that
become a political expediency maybe
yes.
later
well, then,
on.
Sure,
but,
yeah. But for just, right now, it does seem like that turned very quickly.
There are so many of these things, it just seems to me that it's worth everybody taking a deep breath. And maybe, I mean, it's too bad there isn't another formidable candidate that really can step up to the plate and challenge, and not even on the angry political rhetoric that has come about as a result of a lot of the things that Trump has said, a lot of the things that have been said about him. We have such polarization in our country, and part of it is based on not understanding real mental health issues. So I have always taken a soft approach to this for the most part, even though it's clear that I'm not a fan. I think it is much deeper. My concern about the leadership of this country is much deeper than that. Now, this
you know what's
may or
interesting?
May not...
Just a quick little thing. I always kind of find it interesting. Mike Pence, as vice president, has been in the Senate for a long time, right? I never really knew anything about him until he became...
He was a congressman.
Congressman, okay. Yeah. So he's... But he has
a
lot of...
He was a talk radio host first. He was on talk.
Okay.
That's how he got started. That's how he got known, is he had a talk radio program in the city where he... Where he lived. Anyway, go ahead.
But he's been in the political machine for a long time, right?
Yeah, quite a while.
And he's very well connected, it appears, from everything that I've seen.
Segments of the... Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, it appears that he has some good relationships that are well established with his colleagues, whether in the Senate or in the House.
Right.
It's surprising, and there's nothing controversial... Well, you could say controversial, his religious stuff, yes, that is controversial. But other than that, he just... I don't agree with his religious beliefs, but he seems like he's just an average, you know, decent human being. And the thing that kind of amazes me is that when we talk about all this impeachment stuff, I guess I'm surprised. It would be very easy for the Republican Party to boost Trump out and say, hey, okay, enough of you and whatever you're doing that we don't agree with and we never know what you're going to do next, and put Pence in, because you know exactly what you're going to get with him. And like I said, he already has deeply established relationships.
There are a lot of people who just really have, that find his...
Do you think it's all the religious stuff? I mean, I don't know the answer. I'm just speculating.
No, there are a lot of people who just find him way too far to the right to be acceptable for the general public.
I always wondered, like, okay, guy, so... what I think, too. Yeah, I don't agree. Right. Like I said, I don't agree at all with his religious biases.
Well, you don't
biases,
have to. I mean,
but,
if people are decent, you can disagree without being disagreeable.
He's not murdering people. I think he's a decent person. He's a decent human being, family man, whatever. It's fine. It just... that always kind of surprises me when you hear some Republicans now, like Lindsey Graham, turning on Trump. You would think it would be an easy thing to just support an impeachment and get rid of him, and then you have Mike Pence, who isn't probably going to do drastic things. You know, I don't think Mike Pence is going to wake up one day and pull us out of Syria or do any of the other kind of crazy stuff that
Trump has
done. But that's the stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. The crazy stuff, if you want to use
erratic.
That word. The irrational, erratic things.
I shouldn't say crazy because I don't like stigmatizing people like that.
Signals or signs of someone who has deep mental distress. And
I also truly believe that Trump does not like his job. And I think that's enough to make anybody kind of go a little crazy. I don't. I really truly believe that he does not like the job.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. Howard Stern said it from the very beginning when Donald Trump used to be on his show all the time and he was running for office. And Howard said, he's like, Donald, he's like, you're crazy. He's like, you're going to hate this. If you get, he said, you're going to be trapped in the Great White Prison, which is what Bill Clinton called it. He said, you are going to hate this job. And I think that Howard knows people, and I think Howard was right.
Yeah.
He is,
I think
he'd
agree with my assessment of this as well. All right, so there's one more example or one more situation, a couple of quick comments about the parents of that woman that was killed by the person.
No, it's a boy, Harry Dunn.
Oh, it's a boy. I'm sorry, you're right. Yeah, I can see his face now that you mentioned that. Mm. The wife of the diplomat who claims diplomatic immunity when it comes to the Brits trying to get a hold of her because she's responsible for running over this kid on his bicycle. And apparently the parents were in the White House yesterday with the president, and this woman, the wife, was in the next room, and Trump says, do you want to meet her and talk to her and talk this through? And they said no.
Yeah.
So I thought that was
a heartbreaking story for this,
interesting,
for these parents. Yeah.
I just think the whole thing is tacky. You know, like, the boy was a 19-year-old guy, was a motorcyclist, was on doing absolutely nothing wrong. And this woman, you know, driving in the UK,
on the
wrong
side
of the road, obviously did not mean to kill him, but it doesn't really matter. She did kill him and then got to go back to the U.S., and we haven't really heard anything from her except...
Yeah, she didn't just get to go back to the U.S. She told the police in the U.K. that she wasn't leaving, and then she hopped on a plane and left. So this woman is, I find her to be despicable, because how do you sleep at night? You took someone's life. Yes, it was an accident. It's a horrible tragedy, but you have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, and the parents don't even want to see her sentenced to jail. They literally just want her, I know, they want her to come back to the U.K. to face the music, to stand trial, and then they said if she's sentenced, they'll ask that she doesn't actually go to jail, and they want an apology from her in person. But when they went to the White House yesterday with an invitation that kind of came out of the blue, they were very surprised to find out that she was sitting in the next room to be introduced to her kind of for a photo op, and they had no idea that she was there, and they weren't prepared. They didn't have a lawyer or any kind of legal team with them. And
they also mentioned not having a therapist with them, and that's something that they said they really wanted, that they did not want to meet her without being in the presence of a therapist. Mm. So I think that's also really important. And it just seems like how heartless
I'm going back to what
this.
I said before. This is not about somebody who does rational stuff. There's something more, and I'd like to sort of tone down or temper the rhetoric, the anti, the negative stuff, because I think there's more to it.
You know what, though, the problem, Doug, is that, and I agree with you, and I don't demonize people for having something that they can't control if there are any mental issues here, but the bottom line is, he's in the most important job in the world. He has to do his job.
Well,
and
somebody
so
ought
we
to,
can make
his
excuses,
children
but
ought to be, if
his
it
children
were me,
have no say over what he does,
which
has become very clear.
And if I were in a circumstance like that, my children would take me aside. Like, if I was
because
starting
you
to
have
fail
a very
on the radio.
Relationship, though,
if
with
I,
your kids.
If I were on the radio and I was making a fool of myself, my children would say, Dad, it's time for you to get out.
Now, look, we don't know if his kids haven't said that. It appears that they don't have that type of relationship with him.
Well, whatever it is, it's distressing and distracting as well. 21 after the hour.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, look at what time it is, ladies.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Why did I ever suggest this?
Oh, my goodness, it's Throwback Thursday. And time for us to visit this week in 1967, Sam and Dave. Dave's no longer with us. Sam was around. And wasn't he in a wheelchair? He sang.
Yeah, he had back surgery. Yep. He was in the Grammy Legends salute thing.
That's it, right? Yep. This was their first really big song. It managed to make it to number one. However, this week in 67, it was on its way to the top as number five. Soul Man, crack it up and let's all dance.
This is such a good song.
Great song. Can't sit still for this. And the next song is even better. I have not heard this song. I could listen to this song over and over and over again. And I have in my car. This is Jackie Wilson. One of the most fabulous songs ever recorded, and that's a lot for me to say. This is when I first became a disc jockey, and just love this song. Don't you just love this?
Love it. This always makes me think of Ghostbusters. That's the first time I heard this song when I was a kid. Ghostbusters 2 came out, and this is like the big finale song.
This guy was so animated on stage, he died of a stroke while he was performing one night, jumping around on stage. He was a crazy man on the stage. You think that Garth Brooks bounces around on the stage? Nothing compared to what this guy did. And he snapped something in his neck, had an immediate stroke, and died.
Wow.
He was like 47, 48, something like that.
Yeah.
But he really, really knew how to cook. And this song is a great example. I just listen. I love this. All right, Sarah, crank it up. He had four or five other hits, but they never were. They didn't get high as this, if you pardon the pun. Your Love. keeps lifting me higher and higher. Jackie Wilson was number four during this week in 1967. There was a movie that came out that year starring Sidney Poitier, which made all kinds of noise because of the theme of it. This was when he became a star. And the theme to the movie, To Sir With Love, was done by an English lady, young lady named Lulu. This is that theme. Have either of you ever seen this movie?
No, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's very interesting. Actually, quite a fabulous. It's set
is that,
so many...
Did he win an Oscar for that?
Yes, he did. He was a very young actor at the time. And it shot him right to start.
He was pretty fabulous.
Number three, Lulu. Number two, a group that was new at the time. This is their first hit, Never My Love. The Association had this hit. Quite a good song.
What makes you think love will end when you know that my whole life depends?
One song this week is traditionally thought of as a summer song, even though it really wasn't. It spent 4 weeks at the number one position in the fall of 1967. The Box Tops. Very short song. I think it's 2 minutes and 11 seconds or 2:14 or something like that. My baby wrote me a letter.
I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home.
Baby. 28 after on the DJB program.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remain amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation. Fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as Congressman Elijah Cummings has died, the Maryland Democrat, 68 years old. And a tweet from his office says he passed away this morning at about 2:45 Eastern Time at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. The congressman, they say, had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. Again, Congressman Elijah Cummings is dead at 68.
I think it's a very sad commentary on the President of the United States.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there after storming out of a meeting at the White House with President Trump, saying that the president had a meltdown during a discussion about the problems in Syria.
That he doesn't have enough confidence in what he is doing. to listen to other points of view.
Trump later tweets Pelosi has something wrong with her. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here.
Kara Schillen is on duty in the control room in our originating network, Radio America down in Washington. And Jennifer is on the beach. That's what they say when somebody gets fired. Ah, she's on the beach! Well, she hasn't gotten fired. And even if she did, but she got three jobs, so she can still be okay with two. Right? Although I can't imagine Jennifer being Jennifer that she'd ever get fired from anything. Frankly, she just keeps piling it on. So this week she's having a little rest, relaxation, doing a little radio from Hawaii. Hawaii. Meantime, there are other things going on here that we need to discuss in detail. A couple of strikes in the news. Chicago is the home of how many children in the public school system? 360,000 children in the Chicago school system, and they're having a little extra time off because the teachers are on strike. So how's that working out? Well, we won't know until after they've spent a day or two on strike, see what happens. I can imagine, though, knowing as badly as Chicago is run when it comes to the police, law enforcement, and other agencies, that the school system must be a disaster as well, which is such a shame because we always say that, but it's true. Chicago is quite a great city. But in order to be great, don't you have to have good infrastructure and
yes,
good systems? So is it really a great city? You know, every Wednesday night on NBC, there are three shows about Chicago. Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. And they give you a little bit of an insight. I mean, it's all drama, but they shoot it all in Chicago. And there are a lot of kind of yucky places in Chicago, even though when you go down along the river, along the lake, Lakeshore Drive, fabulous, some of the wonderful buildings. And
I think aesthetically you can say it's absolutely a great city because the architecture, the first time I went to Chicago, I felt I was on the air on a station there, and I went to visit and to meet with everybody, and I was blown away by how beautiful the architecture, the river, the bridges. I felt like I was in a fabulous European city. I think it's the only city in America that makes you feel like you're not actually in America, like you are in a beautiful old European city. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Anyway, the teachers are on strike. What's the story?
Yeah, so the teachers are 25,000 educators are expected to walk off the job today. The Chicago Teachers Union's demands reflect what teachers across the country say, and this we hear this all the time. They want smaller classrooms, they or class sizes. They want more support staff, and they want higher raises. And the problem, though, is this is the country's third biggest school district, and this affects 360,000 kids. 75% of the students in this district qualify for free or reduced lunch, so this is a lot of income inequality here as well. In some of the neighborhoods, gangs and violence is all they know. The school district has offered hundreds more support staff and 16% raises for the teachers, but that still only averages about $19,000. And so teachers say that those concessions are not good enough, and they are ready to strike, and they said that our students deserve smaller class sizes, they deserve nurses, and because that's one of the school nurses have been cut out of the budget. They deserve social workers, that's another important thing, and they deserve bilingual educators. And so this is what one of the teachers has said, and she said, we don't want to strike, but if we have to, we will. So the union has listed more than a dozen demands for the school district, and we'll see how it goes. Hopefully this will get resolved quickly, because these kids, part of the problem is these kids are obviously supposed to be in school, but most of these kids are from single-parent homes. So if the kids aren't in school, the mom or the dad, in most cases the mom, will have to figure out who can watch the kid while they're at work. And that becomes a huge burden on the parents, because a lot of people can't take time off from work. And if you do take up time off from work, it's not paid leave. You're just missing out on making money. And so if this strike goes on too long, this is something that's really going to affect the economics of the kids' parents, which is something that a lot of people don't think about.
Something to consider. Also in strike news, General Motors and its workers have been at opposite ends of the spectrum, shall we say, for the past couple of weeks. But apparently they are reaching or about to reach an agreement, a tentative strike agreement. This strike between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. The union says its national negotiators have voted to recommend to the rank and file that this contract be approved. They'll going to have to vote, I guess, over the weekend, start today, but maybe sometimes they vote over the weekend, sometimes they can get them all into a union hall in one day. If the council approves this, the members across the U.S. vote to ratify the agreement. There are 48,000, 49,000 members working at General Motors of the United Auto Workers Union. Council also makes a decision on whether to end the strike or keep it going until the agreement is ratified. My guess is they'll send them back to work because they don't.
I hope so. It's been a long time.
They don't. It isn't like the old days when you stayed out till the very last breath. It's too, as for some of the same reasons you just cited in the Chicago situation, these people need to get back to work. Never, ever, ever in my experience, and I belong to five or six, I've really got to think about the unions that I belong to over my career doing various things. And I remember As a matter of fact, there's a strike. I worked at the General Motors plant in Framingham. There's a big GM plant here for a long time. And I worked there as a kid. And I remember going on strike, and I crossed the picket line. And that was a real lesson for me. I was, 19? I was a college student, 19 or 20. At the time, it was a summer job. And I crossed the picket line, and it was, for the rest of the summer, very unpleasant for me.
Yeah.
Very. It was very, very unpleasant. So, it's what I don't, I've never really believed. I guess the truest way of me characterizing it is I don't believe these days that unions often speak for the entire membership. I think what happens is it's become such big business, and the unions have become the union heads. Became after Jimmy Hoffa and that era, union bosses became too big for their britches. They control a lot of money, pension money, that kind of stuff, and they became very corrupt.
They've become so political.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
a friend of my husband's is a plumber in New York City. There are a lot of unions in New York City, obviously, but whatever the biggest plumbers union is, I don't remember what it's called, but he's a member there, and we were talking about during the last election. He said that he's always leaned left, and so he said that he was kind of surprised because the bosses came in and said, all right, everybody, we're all voting for Trump. And he was like, wait, what? We're now being told who to vote for. And he said it was very blatant. And he said he hasn't been in the union that long. He was surprised at how political it was. And kind of like, if you don't listen to us, it's our way or the highway.
Yep, that's it. That's the way it is. Not good. Okay, in a moment, we're going to focus on China from a kind of interesting point of view, the censorship that's going on. We'll learn the story behind the story with someone who's an expert on the Chinese Communist Party and how they are interacting with Americans here. First off, a focus on your health, your well-being. How healthy are you? Well, I guess that depends on how much you weigh. If you're heavy, your health is bound to be affected by that in many different ways. Whether it's because your joints are carrying too much weight around, that means your back and your hips and all kinds of things are going to be troubled by you being too heavy. Want to take care of the problem? I mean, really take care of the problem? Lose the weight and keep it off using the all-natural method. Calitrin is the product I'm talking about, Calotren. It is the healthiest choice for weight loss because it doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have any stuff that will get you all buzzed up. Nope, you take 4 capsules at bedtime and let it go to work. The collagen protein, that's the main ingredient of Calitrin, goes to work getting rid of the fat, promoting lean muscle in your body. It's a protein that you restart. You're jump-starting it working in your body again because your body stops producing it naturally in your late 20s. So let's get the support you need. Let's lose the weight you need to. You know you need to lose weight. So let's go to Calitrin.com, Calotren. I'll spell it out again, Calitrin.com. Special deals are our deal. Use the DJV code. You'll get handled very, very well. There are all kinds of special deals, big sales going on, and free shipping. Take my advice. I've used this. It works. It'll work for you. Calitrin for weight loss. Calitrin.com. Get the best deal by checking the box for DJV.
Today through next Tuesday, Lumber Liquidators Flooring Yard Sale has over 400 floors on sale, up to 50% off. It's a sale so abundant that it literally cannot fit in our showroom and must spill out onto our parking lot. Or, for the sake of the metaphor, our yard. Or is it our driveway? Let's not get caught up in semantics. What's important here is that there are many, many floors on sale, up to 50% off. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidators Flooring.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, 44, almost 45 at the hour here in the DJV program. We all know about our relationship and what it means. The Chinese government, the American government, the Chinese people, though, and the American people. I think there's a different dynamic there if we were to know a little bit more about China. I remember going to China at the invite of the Chinese government about, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago. It was very eye-opening. It was great. I took my whole family with me, and it was important for us to understand, I think, in lots of different ways, what the Chinese people were all about. We got to know a couple of people that we were not supposed to get to know, but we did. And they were very frank about the Communist Party, the government there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's spend a couple of minutes knowing or trying to know a little bit more about what goes on. Nan Su is an expert for the new Tang Dynasty TV network, senior reporter at Epoch Times. We're going to talk about the strategy that they use for market intimidation. First, Nan, let's talk about what that means. What does market intimidation refer to?
Well, basically, if your product is going to do something that let the Communist Party, Communist regime feel threat to the ruling power, I mean, the threat to the ruling power basically meaning anything as small as a tweet, like the tweet that was given by the NBA Rocket Team general manager Daryl
right.
Murray, you know,
right. They had no tolerance
for freedom.
Yeah, they had no
tolerance at all
for that. Yeah, so they kind of show, but they, I mean, in general, I don't think that's news to Americans. The Chinese government is not tolerant. But what about the average Chinese worker, the person that lives and survives in this atmosphere? Are they wise to what their country is, to what the government is all about in their country?
Well, you have to think about this. It's a mix, okay? You have to think about that. Most of the Chinese people, just like average Americans, you know, you don't really go out to really actively seeking for truth. You basically you get your source of information from the major news channel, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same here and in China. So people. Most people don't really independent. That's the difference. You know, they're really not independent. So,
well, but the news the news is censored because the newspapers and television and radio are controlled by the government, right? There's no talk radio. Is there any talk radio in China at all?
No. Well, there's talk radio, but of course, all the talk radio hosts, they are all loyal to the government. Basically,
right.
So now you criticize the government, you're down there once or twice, you're out.
Yeah. There's a there's a little bit of equivocation on the part of some. I'm thinking, you know, there's not too far off from some of the thinking that we have here in America with certain political points of view. But to focus on China and its market power using the threat that has been made because of whether you look at the NBA situation or Hong Kong. How about Hong Kong? What about our feelings that, you know, they ought to be supported? The government doesn't like that. What's the people? Do people in China know anything about the protests in Hong Kong?
Oh, well, if you look at the public opinions from WeChat, from all the social media in China, it's pretty much one side is supporting the government because they basically most of them getting the information about Hong Kong is. Hong Kong tried to be independent and go away from China. Not Hong Kong's people are fighting for their basic rights. So it's very twisted, the information available inside China.
The Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, available, epochtimes.com, if you want to check out what their writing is all about and reporting. Nan Su here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour, whenever you hear this theme, you all come to attention, do you not? Universally known as the theme from Star Wars. How many movies actually have there been since the beginning of 1977, Chucker? About a dozen? How many? Or maybe more?
Eight. Eight. The ninth coming out.
Oh, I thought there was more than that for some reason.
No, the original trilogy, George Lucas's prequels, yeah. And then the last two and the next one. And I don't know about you. The reason we're playing that music, I don't want to sound negative, but we're 2 months out on the next Star Wars movie, Star Wars The Last Jedi. I got to tell you, Doug, I'm not feeling it. I'm not really feeling it.
I like the director.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Why? You like all this nonsense that comes from
these
creepy Joker movies and stuff, so why can't you get into some of this?
I love that.
All American. Joker's not all American. It's creep. But the Star Wars.
Here's the one criticism I hear from people that love Star Wars about this new trilogy. And even though I love the Force Awakens, the first entry in this new trilogy, I like the last one a lot, even though a lot of people are very mixed on the last installment.
I liked
it. I did too. The one criticism I get is that Luke, Han, and Leia did not share the screen together. There's a lot of fans that have a problem with that missed opportunity. I get that. That is a valid criticism. Having said that, I think J.E. Abrams did a great job.
Because the shooting Leia's... there are scenes in this movie that were shot before she died. They weren't in the last movie.
But they killed Han off in Force Awakens a lot of an issue. I thought that gave that movie a lot of power, though. But having said that, by doing that, you know, Luke is not in that first movie other than the last scene. They tease him for the next installment. So they did miss a big fan moment not going in that direction. And let's be honest, they're not going to be able to get it back. So
nope.
It is what it is.
Unless they bring Han, Han's body is put back together again.
or he's a spirit at the end.
Yes,
but since he didn't have the ability of the Force, I don't think that's going to happen.
It was like Obi-Wan Kenobi came back in one of them.
Right.
Didn't he?
Right. Last Jedi.
Netflix has released a full list of their holiday-themed movies debuting on their streaming service, and some of them in the original movies are going to be in theaters. Holiday in the Wild, which stars Kristen Davis and Rob Lowe. Man, that guy's everywhere. Let It Snow with Joan Cusack. I don't know who Kiernan Shipka is, do you?
No.
Yes, she's the star of Sabrina, the new teenage witch.
And she was on Mad
witch?
Men. Yeah,
she was
okay.
on Mad Men, too, yeah. as a kid.
All right.
Okay, now I'm excited.
Klaus is a Netflix movie with Rashida Jones, J.K. Simmons, who's also everywhere, and another one, Joan Cusack's in that one as well. I don't know who Jason Schwartzman is. Who's he?
He's Ty Shia's son,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, and then The Night Before Christmas, K-N-I-G-H-T, Vanessa Hudgens, let's see here, and a couple of people, Josh Whitehouse from Entourage is in that.
Emmanuel Shrieky is in there. Yeah,
let me ask you guys a question. How much market share do you think Disney Plus will take away from Netflix and all these other streaming services? Yeah.
So it depends. Well, they get a lot of programming. Are they aiming to take market share, or is it just more product out there?
I think the natural thing is they will take some market share because Disney Plus will be a huge streaming service with, you know, the Disney library, so, and a lot of new shows and original shows in production. So I'm sure it'll take some. I got one bit of news. Yesterday I talked about Jonah Hill being in talks to play a villain in a new Batman movie. It appears, according to Deadline Hollywood Daily exclusive, those talks have broken down.
Yeah.
So as of now, he will not be part of the Batman. I guess he just wanted a massive, I guess they wanted him, and he probably wanted a bigger paycheck than they were willing to write.
Yeah, but he's not, I mean, come on, he's not that big a star. He doesn't have that much work.
But he's talented, though. I think he would have been a nice
fit. I remember reading an article. Remember when he was in that Wall Street movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, and he said he worked for scale, $65,000, because he wanted to be in a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
He did a great job in that movie, though.
Yeah, he was good in that movie. Yeah.
So I mean, if he made $65,000, I mean, don't you think he's entitled to like $15 million? No.
Well, I think Leonardo DiCaprio may be entitled to $15 million.
Probably won't be involved.
Whether he is, I would question that. Chuck Curry, our movie man, movie moments on the DJV show, 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.